Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Hello, Ilona Europa, Accent on LA Talk Radio, every Monday from 6 till 7 p.m. Pacific time. And I'm hoping world is listening today. What a show we have. We have some information that are very, very important. And I think everybody needs to know, and Jerry will tell us all about this, like, special announcement. Yeah, first announcement on Accent On. And okay, let's start, Jerry, we'll introduce you, because people know you. This is our segment number three, but let's start from the hottest topic of today.
Right. Well, calling all veterans, surviving spouses or veterans, you know a veteran. On previous segments, we talked about VA benefits, where you can get over $25,000 a month.
A year.
Hot news, the VA tomorrow is going to implement new rules that will no longer allow you to give away assets and immediately qualify for benefits. Up to now, you could take $1 million if you wanted to. Like, I had a client do this, gave it all to her daughter. We applied for benefits the next way, and boom, she qualified. Now there's going to be up to a 5-year penalty, possibly even longer, once we look at the rules, where you will be ineligible to qualify and will have to wait to qualify for benefits. So we're clearing our schedules now to get people in immediately. If you're on the fence, you're thinking about it, you gotta come in, you gotta get these benefits started. If we can put the plan in place before the rules become permanent, which is going to be 30 days from tomorrow, we put the plan in place, you're grandfathered in, you can shift assets like we've been previously doing, either give them away or put them into special trust, which we usually recommend, and you can still qualify. So if you're on the fence, you need to call us at 818-905-6088, because you're never going to be able to do this again. Now is the time to start planning and get it done right now.
That's lovely. What an announcement. And if you can give us a name of your business that people can Google and find you.
Oh, by the way, I forgot. I'm Jerry Kane, and I'm a VA accredited attorney, and the name of our firm is Law Offices of Gerald L. Kane. And again, call us, make an appointment, mention you saw us on LA Talk Radio. We're going to waive our consultation fee just so we can get you in as quick as possible. That's LA Talk Radio, and our phone number, 818-905-6088. And we want to help you. We want to get you these benefits.
And we have only 30 days, yes, to do that. And with you, we have Karen.
Hello.
She is your lovely right side of the brain, or left side of the brain, because you both are really working together, but in real life, you both are married.
Yes.
Which is one of those wonderful marriages that everybody's jealous about. Like, oh, they're working together, are gorgeous together, and they love each other, which is how cool this could be.
Thank you.
And I'm your friend.
Yes,
I'm so excited about this. Lovely, lovely, lovely. We'll be coming back to our segment number three, because we have a lot of good questions that, thank you so much. Jerry is always preparing for me, sets of questions, because I'm not too smart when it comes to this topic, but I'm learning and I'm spreading the news. And of course, when it comes to our wonderful guest, who will be making maybe the harder topics a little more softer and just maybe even easier for our ears and hearts, we have in our studio Steve. What is your name?
My name is Steve Rollins.
Oh, look at the voice that you have, you know, closer to microphone. But hello. When you talk to me on the phone, I'm like, whoa, that's a really nice, nice voice. Are you singing too?
No, I don't sing at all.
The why you speak so beautifully. You have this timbre in your voice. You're supposed to be on TV, on the radio announcement or something like that. But you have your own greatness because you are musician, big M. You are pianist, you are yes. composer, you are arranger, you are conductor, and mm-hmm. you're working with one of the best people around, you know.
I'm very grateful. I get to work with a lot of different people, a lot of different circumstances.
And you know what is cool? Because it's not so easy to find a lot of like gossip about you. Mostly, you know, mostly people is like, they like Uh-oh. This, they like that, they're this. God, thank you. I know a little bit about your beautiful two daughters. We'll be talking about that too, because no artist or no human being, if they cannot share good things yeah. about their family, they are like weird, you know. Mm-hmm. But you have gorgeous two daughters,
Oh
my gosh. And I would love to also find out a little bit about your past. How did you come out to Los Angeles from New York, and why did you choose the, you know, LA, and how many years you are here, and of course what is right now on your plate. I know that you'll be pitching some new event that soon is coming up. We have so much to talk about. Yes.
Oh boy, sure.
Yeah, you think it will be easier? No, we'll be finding out everything about Steve.
Oh boy.
Okay, then Steve, yes. we can probably start from music. You have, or you sent to me two MP3s, two songs, and one is yours,
mm-hmm.
and it's called Laguna.
It's called Laguna. It's just, I had an album, my own album, a number of years ago, and I'm about to re-release just this one song, because it got a lot of airplay, and I still really am very fond of this song. It features a well-known guitarist who lives very near here named Grant Geisman. He's a dear friend of mine.
We can say hi to him.
Composer of the theme to Two and a Half Men.
Wow.
But he's been on many other recordings, and he's a wonderful guitarist. A composition I wrote. It's called Laguna.
Wonderful. And then we'll be talking some more. Okay, where are you? You are here. Okay.
Thank you.
so relaxed.
Smooth jazz.
Smooth, beautiful. Wow, guitar is amazing. Tonality, beautiful, beautiful.
Thank you.
We miss music like that. We miss, you know, I know, I really, of course, when you're on a cruise ship, when you are in beautiful places, that life is just stopping for a moment. And that's the music that you are longing all the time. But I think in real life, we need just a moment and sit down, have some nice little water or whatever we are drinking. Hello, and just enjoy the purity and the gorgeousness of the sound.
Well, thank you very much.
Congratulations. When did you write this song?
This is actually, I wrote this in the 80s. Oh, so it, it's
look
been,
at you. Wow. The standard.
It was got a lot of play on the smooth jazz records, and it was only available on albums and cassettes. So it's never been available in a CD form or MP3. So I'm going to get it on iTunes and CD Baby. And
okay, no, but I'm sure you have lots of great
songs.
I have
all kinds of stuff. But
not in time to release them, repackage them, and bring
ways.
Them back because the sound from the 80s is a sound from 2020. Now we for sure know. Yeah,
talking.
Nothing changed. The heart is the same, beat, warmth is the same, smooth jazz is really, really strong, and we love this type of music.
Well, thank you.
Wow. But outside of that, yes. You are also very dynamic because you are arranging for big bands.
A lot of big bands, a lot of symphonies. Lately, a lot of my artists, the people I've been working for, are performing with pops orchestras, symphonies around the country. And so there's a guy in Las Vegas named Shay Arender who does a tribute to Elvis. And I'm doing all this Elvis music with the symphony.
Oh, my gosh, that's so cool.
And it's a blast. It's so much fun.
Will this be recorded or just live only?
So far, we've only done two concerts, and they've got another one planned. I'm writing three more arrangements for him and just working on those.
And he will be having whole symphonic orchestra behind him?
Mm-hmm.
In a what hotel? We know.
Well, we did one in Las Vegas in January.
Okay.
But the next one, I'm not sure when the next scheduled one is.
Okay, then he will be touring, probably in bigger venues, and that's...
But they're Performing Arts Center kind of things.
Yeah, I love the sound. I love when pop artists just go and they really show the greatness with classical arrangements and symphonic orchestra, of course. It's something that not so many people have ever
it's a big production.
Stand in front of. Yes, a big production.
I'm also John O'Hurley's musical director, Mr. Peterman from Seinfeld.
Oh, wow.
So I've been touring with him usually with just a trio, but I've also written symphony shows for him, and we performed with symphonies also, so... Couple different people.
That's a big jump from
big
smooth
jump.
Jazz to big band, which we will be having.
Uh-huh.
Song that, of course, will present this style of music with Steve March Torme. And that's another story.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was like flipping around listening to Daddy's, his dad, Mel Torme, sound of voice.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's just, okay. I just sat with my daughter, who is 24, and she was cooking in the kitchen, started from cooking. I'm like, listen. Wow, what a beautiful, again, evergreen, never goes out of style. Mm-hmm. The style of the music, the sound of the voice. And then you have a son. Is this his son?
This is his son.
Yes, the son who is singing right now, and he's doing stardom his own ways, but still... He's focusing also on the music the dad was singing?
A lot of that. He also has some more contemporary music as well, but lots of jazz stuff.
Yeah, that's just so exciting probably for you to go back and have the second generation.
The cut you're about to play is the only time that Steve did a duet with his dad. In fact, it's the only time Mel did a duet with another man. Usually you do male-female duets. But what happened was... they had recorded it before I met Steve.
Yeah.
They did it with synthesizers and kind of a hip-hop version, but we had a click track.
God, thank you.
And so when Steve decided to do his album with a big band, we kept the click track and we kept the vocal track. And I wrote the entire arrangement around what they did in the first place and added a big band to it.
It's like Natalie Cole.
Right, the Natalie Cole stuff.
Okay. Oh, my gosh. Is this premiere probably on Accent On for sure on LA Talk Radio? And the title of the song is?
Straighten Up and Fly Right. Old Nat Cole song.
And fly. Okay. Close windows. Okay. Beautiful. Let's listen to this one.
Mm-hmm.
Once it took a monkey for a ride in the air. The monkey thought that everything was on the square.
The buzzer tried to throw the monkey off of his back, but the monkey grabbed his neck and said, "Now listen, Jack.
Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Papa, don't you blow your top. Ain't no use in diving. What's the use in jiving? Straighten up and fly right.
Cool down, Papa, don't you blow your top."
The buzzer told the monkey, "You were choking me. Release your hold and I will set you free."
The monkey looked the buzzard right dead in the eye and said, "Your story's touching, but it sounds like a lie.
Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and stay right. Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Papa, don't you blow your top."
The buzzard right dead in the eye and said, "Your story's touching, but it sounds like a lie.
Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and stay right. Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Papa, don't you blow your top. Ain't no use in diving. What's the use of jiving? Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Papa, don't you blow your top.
Precious. Yeah. Precious.
It was big fun to do that.
Oh, I won a long, beautiful dress. Yes, Karen?
I'm going to be shabba-doo-doo-dooing the rest of the night.
I just miss the sound of big bands in arrangements, today's arrangements. I don't know why people are not pushing for that.
It's out there. I'm grateful I'm still doing a bunch of it. It's just not everywhere.
Yeah, but you know, it's like, okay, the live orchestration and the style that's practically, America loved it so much. Where is it? You know, is it just, I don't believe in things that are going out of style. I think somehow the commercialism maybe brings another style of music to the front, but we need to scream. We want music like that. We want to dance. We want to have fun.
Well,
this duo is amazing.
Well, they're both, you know, it was a treat to be able to do that with the two of them there. And that's the only time I got to do something with Mel Torme. But, you know, the Hollywood Bowl has big band series, and there's big bands everywhere in concerts. And I'm grateful I'm doing things all over the place. And one of the things I mentioned to you I'm going to plug, there's a very famous composer named Harold Arlen, who wrote Come Rain or Come Shine and Stormy Weather and One for My Baby and One for the Road and a little thing called Over the Rainbow for the Wizard of Oz. I'm working with his son, Sam Arlen, and a bunch of singers. And December 1st, we're going to be out. There's a beautiful performing arts center at the University at Northridge, Cal State Northridge.
December 1st?
Right. And I have a meeting with them in Las Vegas because we're changing arrangements and adding and all that. It's going to be about a 12-piece band, but that's still a crowd.
Of course. And beautiful. How many artists?
There's a woman named Eden Espinosa who I should know a whole lot more about, and I will find out.
I think she was a Broadway artist.
Yeah. And a friend of mine who put it all together named George Bugatti, who's a recording artist in his own way. And there's several other singers. They're still piecing it all together.
Wonderful. And just for fun, people know that Ilona Europa, I'm a singer, and obviously I have my past, and when it comes to Big Band, I was recording many, many songs and touring with Big Bands for many, many years, with Big Band, especially one that was orchestra, Jerzy Milian Orchestra. Our conductor is not with us anymore, but he just liked my voice, and he was writing also for me, but I wanted to play something that is Polish, but is really an American.
Please, please.
You know, La Mer.
So of course.
But that's a cool track, and it's in Polish, which I think is fun.
Ślub i nigdy już
That was like 20-something years ago.
That's fun.
I love it. I love it. This sound is just something that I love. It's so elegant. It's so beautiful.
Nice.
Yes, and my orchestra, the top orchestra in Europe too, and director, conductor was playing so many big bands in Germany. He was writing for so many orchestras too. He was a genius, but I had the pleasure.
I know it's originally in French, La Mer, and Bobby Darin had the big version of Beyond the Sea in English, which I think the lyrics, the story is basically the same.
Yes.
Is the story basically the same in Polish?
Loving, on the sea, of course, and good ending.
Uh-huh.
In song.
Uh-huh.
Yes, it's a beautiful song, there was so much fun, always be in front of orchestra, and then switch to the short skirt and then sing all the Blondie songs and a completely different style of music.
I
lived seven lives when it comes to music. every year, different style. Anyway, but that was special for you because I don't think so. You ever heard somebody singing Polish, this type of...
I don't think so.
You see, well, it was the time for the first. Okay, then if people want to find out more about you, then what is the best way of contacting Steve for the maybe December 1st concert, if we want to find out more? I will place the Accent on Facebook. You sent me. I have your picture of it.
Right.
Then I will do this poster. But
The thing that most everyone has done, and I have not yet done, because I am in so many different styles of music. I do music for advertising. I'm used for records, for live performance. I don't have a website. I have my website under construction, and I might never put it together.
Good for you.
Because it's...
The right people will find you, trust me.
And that's kind of what, hopefully it's...
That's why I was looking around, then I got one, a place that had something.
If I put one thing, then certain people will think, he only does music for advertising.
Mm-hmm.
Or he only does piano, plays piano for this or something. So far I haven't. I have an Instagram account under my name. I have a Facebook, which is just personal, which is I'm kind of reaching my limits, so that's kind of out of control. So I don't have a good system.
We need to talk about that because that's my own version of your book.
Got to get a Wikipedia.
That's also is very, very cool.
I have quite a number of books published.
Yes.
And they can all be found at HalLeonard.com, HalLeonard, or Amazon, music stores anywhere. I have one book. The first book I wrote was for piano players or arrangers.
Learn how to read these words.
How to Get Real with the Fake Book, which is for pianists and arrangers. And the second book I wrote is for people learning jazz phrasing, whether they're a vocalist or an instrumentalist.
Wonderful.
It's called 21 Bebop Exercises. I had a catchier title, but Hal Leonard said no. And since then, I've written quite a number of books that are arrangements that they use the title here, Ready Tonight. There's a number of them. So especially for female artists, you buy the sheet music, it's not in the right key. So this is pretty close for most female singers, maybe up a step or down a step, depending on the vocalist.
That's very important.
And you can show up
The titles that are here and artists
book.
Are here. Wow. Song titles without you. If somebody wants to do something of Mariah Carey, you can find it in Anita O'Day and Shirley Bassey and Peggy Lee. And wow, from their repertoires, we can find so many wonderful, wonderful songs. Did you arrange for the grand piano?
Well, they're what we call master rhythm arrangements.
Okay.
So that's single line. So every pianist and guitar, it could be just guitar, it could be with a trio, it could be with a quartet. Everyone will look at a chord change, C7, F7, whatever, and invert it their own little way and play it their own way. And but this all works for that.
That's like a Bible for great backing track or instrumental, or somebody who is with you on a stage and can make arrangement they own, but they have really, really great progression, chord progression. And that's very important because some people are really using only minor and major, but there are different chords, little darker around, than you is here. We have all written up. That's really cool. Then you say that the best way to find you or connect with you if somebody has some needs for advertising or maybe big show.
Well, I think
how we can find you.
Well, I do have the website steverollins.com, and there is an email that comes to me, I think, through that. I got to make sure I've got a new phone, so I got to make sure it's still coming through. So
but the Facebook is okay too.
Facebook is fine, and probably the world, all the kids are doing the Instagram.
Yeah.
That's probably the best way to find me and send me a message that way.
Please, can you spell your name?
It is Steve, S-T-E-V-E. Last name is Rawlins, R-A-W-L-I-N-S.
And you know what? For today, we need to finish our conversation, but I really would love to have two of your daughters or one of your daughters here with you in the studio, because I think talking to father and gorgeous, wonderful, talented in two different ways, daughters, one classically really trained.
Well, my oldest daughter, Marissa, has been singing on commercials and movie soundtracks since she was a very little girl, and she's great in the studio. She sings and she can scat and she reads and all that. But she decided her real passion was being a choir director.
Amazing.
And she is the choir director nearby at Providence High School in Burbank. And she's running a wonderful program. My younger daughter, Victoria, is a DJ. She spins vinyl.
Beautiful.
But she also sings. But she hasn't.
She looks the part. Oh, gosh, she's so gorgeous. And, you know, I saw her pictures. But I would love to talk to them. Well, if you can bring two of them or one of them. And then we can talk a little bit about how did you came, you know, to LA and the progression of your career, because that's always very interesting. I know that our listeners love to know this type of stories. How did he came here and become who he is right now?
I didn't have much choice. My father was an aerospace engineer, and aerospace, I moved here in the sixth grade. So I've been here since the sixth grade because my dad was working in aerospace.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for today, our beautiful little interview.
Thank you so much for inviting me. I appreciate
it. And now you will learn with me.
Yes.
Very important topics. This is our segment number 3. And Jerry will be continuing with me answering the questions that I have here to make this somehow logical. And also, I know you probably know a lot of people. We are talking about veterans, but today we'll be talking mostly about children issues. Then, Jerry, title of our segment today is
helping parents take care of children that have
closer to microphone.
Helping parents take care of children who have special needs and special needs planning.
Okay, then I'm sure all of us know somebody who for sure needs right now maybe answers to some of these questions that we have, but also is always who knows who's. And we have you here, and I'm so proud to deliver your smart ways of describing these unusual and hard topics to us. And we have them pre-recorded. People can go back to archives on LA Talk Radio, Accent On. You scroll down to our shows and you'll find Jerry's name there and names of our topics, and just play all over, because you will really learn. And this is like, would you go to your place and pay money? Sorry, because people pay money for what you do. But you can learn for free also by listening and watching our shows. Thank you, Facebook, because now you can put face behind these gorgeous, smart people for us.
Thank you for having us again, and we hope to keep all the legalese out of it and, you know,
make this easier for us.
You know, understand.
Yes, I know that you are every time. You probably are next to your husband all the time. And you probably see the blind spots in people's eyes. When they enter and they leave, they probably are like, oh, okay, I'm getting, you know, what he's saying. Then
we were just together at LA Parent Inclusive Day on Saturday with a booth there helping get the word out to parents there.
Yeah, wonderful. Then let's maybe start asking you questions. Why is this helping parents with special needs a passion for you?
Well, you know, it's become a passion for me. It's pretty much been a passion, you know, almost my entire life, because I found out at, you know, when my oldest daughter was 5 that she was diagnosed with autism. And, you know, going through the struggles, the trials and tribulations of racing around to IEPs and IEPPs and occupational therapy and speech therapy, which every parent out there who has special needs knows what I'm talking about. You know, there's no time to think about the importance of estate planning and, more importantly, how to design a plan that's going to work for your child for the rest of their life, because, you know, they're most likely going to need you for the rest of their lifetime to provide a plan to take care of them financially and to provide a plan to provide advocacy for them when if you're not there for them. And I know it's a horrible thing to think about as a parent, but you gotta think about those things. And, you know, to unfortunately, my first wife at 16 years, you know, she passed away of terminal cancer at age 40 on top of everything else. So I've had a roller coaster, you know, having two small children, one with autism. It wasn't until she finally passed away fighting with the school district that they decided that they would pay for her to get private education at, through the help group. So, you know, to make a long story short, I understand all the challenges wow. that parents face and can relate to them, and they relate very well to me. I did remarry to my beautiful wife, Karen, who's been there by my side, helping me deal with all these issues for many, many years.
Beautiful. Wow. You lived through all of that, and a lot of people will, in a way, feel right away that you are the right guy to come and talk to. Okay, then why do special needs planning and what is a limited conservatorship?
So let's take one thing at a time. You know, the question is, why do people need to plan for special needs? The biggest reason is that, you know, when your child turns 18, you know, you're going to find out that, you know, they're an adult and surprise, you can't make legal or financial decisions for you, and you may not be able to make key medical decisions that you wanted to be able to make before. In addition, you know, even long before they become 18, you're going to want to be knowledgeable about what kind of benefits are out there and how to design a plan that's going to allow them to transition into adulthood to take care of the planning that's going to need to be taken care of so that they can continue to get those special government benefits. Long, you know, for many years to come, and stay in control as well, which is really important.
Hmm. The question, the number four, when should a limited conservatorship be started? You said before 18, for sure, yes? When you need to plan for that.
Well, you know, first of all, you know, let's talk about briefly what a limited conservatorship is. It's a court proceeding that, remember, I just said that at 18, you can no longer make medical or financial decisions.
Yeah,
so it's a court proceeding that allows you to take those things back over so that you now can be in charge of making medical and financial decisions for your child. And you're going to want to start that at as early as 17 and a half because it can be in place the day that your child turns 18.
Wow. Gosh, so many things to think about, even when you don't have, you know, a situation like that in life. But, yeah, we think, oh, we are here for our children. We'll be for a long, long time. But it's petrifying because really, what if we are not able? And what if somebody else has more right to decide for what is the best for your child? You cannot get to this point with the situation.
Well,
like
if
that.
You don't decide for your child and put in stipulations of what you want for your child, God forbid something happens to you and you have a minor child, the court is going to decide for you. And who wants a judge that knows nothing about your family to decide for you? What so absolutely, you're absolutely right about that.
Petrifying. Okay. What is an ABLE account? A-B-L-E? But ABLE probably account. What is?
ABLE stands for the Achieving a Better Life Experience. And, you know, it came about because, you know, most parents want their kids to become independent, get a job, go out in the world. You know, jobs give them pride and socialization. And, you know, there was a fear that they couldn't go out and get a job and work and make any money or save any money because they would lose these very important government benefits. So the ABLE Act allows them to actually save money, or other individuals can save a little money for them, up to $15,000 a year. And there's a lot of other rules involved with ABLE accounts. One of the nice things is that you can now roll over money from a 529 plan, which is a college savings plan. And we're going to be talking about all of these things in much greater depth at our upcoming presentation which I'll mention a few times. It's next week, September 25th at 11:30, in the Manufacturers Bank Conference Room located at 16255 Ventura Boulevard. And they're on the first floor of the building, Suite 101. Again, we'll give you more information, but you can register at specialneedsseminar.com.
That's
so go
easy.
There and register there.
September 25th. What day of the week is this?
Wednesday.
People mostly remember, oh, it's the last Wednesday of the month.
And thank you, Manufacturers Bank, for giving us their conference room. So that's really awesome of them to help sponsor us.
Wonderful. What time?
11:30 a.m.
11. Okay, 30. Again, the address when we can register much easier,
specialneedsplanning.com.
That's cool.
It's a Tuesday, not a Wednesday.
I was thinking Tuesday.
Yeah, I looked it up.
Tuesday, 25th of September. That's 11 p.m.?
11:30.
11.
Yeah. A light lunch will be provided.
And people can go to Facebook. You have very cool Facebook, very informative. I really love to sniff around and look like, okay, what we are talking, what we'll be learning. Yes, before I invited you to become our expert, I was looking around and, gosh, this guy really is so good. You really, every day, every few days, you're putting something new and educational, easy to understand, and well, visually also, like, welcoming. That's very important, you know. Facebook page is great. And could you send people there and tell us how to? I have your link on Accent on Facebook, but please, could you send people there right now? Do you remember? What is your Facebook?
I do not know.
Because you have
Facebook.
Two. But when you go and have your name, you know, the most important.
You can look it up by name. Find the personal page under my name, Jerry Kane.
Gerald. Kane. Oh. It's Gerald Jerry Kane.
Right. Because you have two of them. No, yeah, we all have funky
Gerald
too.
Gerald with a G.
Yes.
And Jerry with a G. The business page, I do not know what it is. Is it Gerald Kane Assistant?
Law Offices of Gerald L. Kane. Yeah. Law Offices of Gerald.
If you do a search under that, you'll get right to the business page.
Or go to Facebook, to Accent On. I have all links there, and click the link and get you directly.
I'll say the cliche thing. Please like and follow us on our Facebook.
More than 500 people already in last month. I think you are growing beautifully. That's very good. Because, your page is very direct. Directed to the people who need this. Then 500 people already push likes. That's cool. You know, I think it's very cool. Okay. Then next question will be, what is the biggest hurdle? That's the English word. Hurdle.
Hurdle. Yeah.
Hurdle.
What's the biggest?
I'm learning English.
A couple of
hurdle that families face in establishing a special needs plan. Biggest hurdle?
You know, some of the biggest hurdles are not knowing, you know, what kind of planning do you need to get in place? Not knowing who to turn to, who's an expert, where to turn to, and not knowing how to create a plan that's going to provide a lifetime of care for your child.
And we have you here. Then your phone number is?
818-905-6088.
Okay, and again, Law Offices of Gerald L. Kane. K-A-N-E. Okay, and we have this link on Facebook, Accent On. Of course, the question number seven is, what are some common misconceptions around special needs attorneys?
You know, I think that the biggest misconception is that any estate planning attorney
can do what you do.
Can do this. This takes a real area of expertise. You want to make sure that the attorney you're working with really understands this area of law, is a certified specialist in estates and trusts, and, you know, really understands the challenges that the parents face. And as I mentioned a few times, you really want to make sure they understand how are you going to design a plan. You know, think about it. Something happens, God forbid, a terrible thing to think about, but you need to have a plan that's going to work for the next 50 to 70 years. And most attorneys don't think about how is this plan going to work for the long term.
Yeah, they just give you probably what will be next year or 2 years that you feel comfortable. But really, the planning is a planning. That's a good word. for what you will get when you talk to Jerry. Okay, is there something you can do on your own? Oh, gosh, Google. You know, today I was looking into certain things. I'm like, links get you to another link, to another link, and you think you start getting a doctorate in a certain, you know, questioning. It's like hard.
Yeah,
you know,
I would not recommend.
No, legal stuff, never.
I mean, there are, you know, lots of templated documents out there. There may even be some, you know, services that will create a document for you. But it's going to be, you know, a one-size-fits-all and probably one-size-fits-nobody.
But maybe you will learn a little bit what type of questions you can ask your attorney, because, you know, that's even harder. Like going to doctor, you don't know really what to ask, you know, but you really need to know what is your issue or to start the conversation, because you will ask right questions right away, but still people are petrified. You know, what this would be like.
And, you know, that not only applies to special needs planning, but that applies to estate planning, that applies to protecting children and heirs in general, that, you know, these templated form documents, they're not going to work necessarily for your unique situation. And let's face it, everybody's situation is unique. So
well, today we are talking on special needs, children's needs, but you also can help with many different arenas of this subject.
Of course,
yes? Then could you tell us what is your specialty outside of the topic today?
Well, you know, we do focus on helping parents design plans for children, minor children that, you know, are going to work the way they're supposed to work, providing a lifetime of protection, possibly for multiple generations. The assets that you leave behind can be protected for your children and grandchildren and possibly even your great-grandchildren. And also, you know, we do have an elder law practice where, as we already mentioned at the top of the hour, we help clients get veterans benefits and help them qualify for other government benefits like Medi-Cal. And we do that with our on-staff nurse on our staff that helps coordinate the legal care with the medical care. We call that life care planning.
Interesting.
And I just want to say something. For your listeners, and it's really important, I know Jerry's going to say it at the end, but I want to emphasize here that for your listeners, because we want them to be able to ask these questions and make it as easy as possible, we're going to not charge a consultation fee for they just have to call us, say they heard us on Ilona Europa on LA Talk Radio.
Just say LA Talk Radio, just pick up the phone and call.
Make an appointment, come in, and Jerry will sit with them and see what their circumstances is and see what they need to do at no cost. Now, if there's some planning to do, that's a different story, but to come in and ask the question, you have nothing. You have nothing to lose.
Yeah, and, you know, we are in Sherman Oaks. Your offices are
in Encino.
Then maybe you think, I cannot. I am somewhere, you know, not in Sherman Oaks and Encino, something, but you can call. How? Clients are only from LA?
Technology, you can talk, you can get on the phone via Skype or Zoom meetings. You know, as long as you're somewhere in California, we can assist you with that type of planning. And if you're a veteran, you could be anywhere in the United States since it's federal law. So we've helped clients out of state with veterans benefits as well.
Great. We have two more questions. What are some of the important things parents should consider when evaluating hiring an attorney to help them with special needs planning? You answered a little bit already.
Yeah, I think we already talked about
that. Yes, but you need to be right guy who really specializes in this topic.
Correct,
you know.
Yes.
And we have you here. And your phone number is?
818-905-6088.
Wonderful. And then how can you get more information?
Well, there's a couple of ways. First of all, as Karen mentioned, you know, just because you're listening to us on LA Talk Radio, if you call us up, make an appointment within the next week, we'll waive the consultation fee. So just mention that you heard us on LA Talk Radio, and we're going to give you $250 off any plan that you decide to put in place. Now, you don't have to come in within the next week. You just have to make that call, So we're giving you an incentive to take care of this planning right away, because it's something, let's face it, life gets in the way. There's a lot of other things that happen. You know, you might be running around to those OT meetings and the IEPs and IPP meetings, but we're trying to give you an incentive to take care of this right away because it's important. So if you call us within the next week, we'll not only waive the consultation fee, which is a $795 value, will take $250 off any planning that we decide to put in place.
And that's also important for me and for radio station, because we are bringing a really nice, smart people. You are really delivering so many answers for free. You know, you are sharing with people. Then it would be great to know when you really reach out the phone and try to call, to just appreciate the radio station who says, okay, yes, welcome, bring the important topics to your studio, because, you know, we could be very commercial, happy, peppy all the time. But really, life is not about that. Life is about giving, and you are giving this information for free. And that's so important, you know. And we will go back the next, probably week, you'll stop by for a little bit to talk about this one issue that is upcoming. Mm-hmm. And if you can give us 1 minute pitch, why it's so important that veterans need to act right now on families who are supporting.
Okay, you know. I will do that again. I just want to make sure people remember to, you know, if they're not ready to make an appointment, to come to our free workshop next Tuesday, September 25th. Go to specialneedsseminar.com. And also, there's a lot of information on our website. You can get a great guide at specialneedsplanningguide.com. Again, that's specialneedsplanningguide.com. And we'll look forward to seeing you real soon. To answer your question, it is really critical right now to make an appointment to get started on getting the planning done, because all the planning has to be done within the next 30 days.
For veterans' benefits.
For veterans, yes.
We have only 30 days. Then yes, you will be making...
to get planning in place for veterans' benefits, where you can make up to $25,000 a year in tax-free benefits. That's tax-free. That's a lot of money.
1 month from now, you will not have this in options. Then things change right now.
You'll still be able to get the benefits, but giving away assets is not going to be an option, where you can gift assets today and apply tomorrow. You'll have to wait, you know, 5 years and possibly up to 10 years before you could qualify.
Well, very interesting. Thank you, Jerry, so much. And your website is? What is my website?
ESTplan.com. It's like a state plan, but ESTplan.com. And from there, you can find our information on special needs planning and lots of other great topics, and also the link to register for the workshop in case you can't remember, specialneedsseminar.com.
Wonderful. That was just great today. Thank you so much. And maybe we'll play a little bit, Natasha, Mira calling out to me.
Just love that song. I love that song.
Are building fan base for Natasha, Mira, and it's a really grandioso ending. Then thank you so much, Steve, for today.
Well, thank you for having me.
Promise to come back with your beautiful daughters, well, you can always come back, and just we will play more of your music.
Thank you.
Because we need a classic style for Accent Up.
In the darkness, I can see a glimpse of who I wanna be. Dancing moments in the air. I wanna run, see what I never thought I'd find my destiny. starlight I can see. Imagine who I'm gonna be.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.